Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geeked Up Podcast, one-stop shop for everything nerd-related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts. The first of which has a PS5, has the money to get, you know, Spider-Man, but will not be playing Spider-Man this weekend. Say what up, Roy.
What up? It's your boy, Roy. That has not been confirmed yet.
You know, that is a weird decision. Why not just...
other co-hosts. And this is also not your Baldur's Gate 3 update. So fuck you. You can go to the next person.
Do yourself a favor, man. Come on. Don't be a lame. Be like us.
That's kind of funny because my second co-host already has Spider-Man 2, but also just won't be playing it this weekend.
My reasons are different. They are clashing and conflicting priorities, but yeah, I'll be swinging in the city of New York come Sunday and maybe a little bit Friday morning during work hours. So
yeah, okay.
What's up, yo?
And my last co-host who left, came back, left, and is back again for good. Say what up, Uzi.
I mean, I'm glad we finally got that. We kind of got that in my episode one, but like, I like that we really... I haven't been introduced back to you, and I miss you.
Rehash it.
Well, what up, it's your boy Uzi, by the way. But like, I miss you, dog. We haven't done this in a while.
Wait. Where was my... AKA Uzi bit, like, what is, was that gone now?
Well, you threw me off. I was like, fuck, I really have been. I left, came back. It just sounds ridiculous when you say it. So I started like, fucking left, came back.
Am I a bad guy? Like, I don't know.
Fuck. I really did that. To be honest, kind of whenever dick. Someone does that, I'm like, what? Did that really happen?
It's like, no, that, yeah.
Oh, man, it's been a while.
It's good to have you back, babe. Come on. Back, brown boys.
All right, I mean, if we're gonna talk, y'all might have seen a video this weekend about it was me. It was the guy in the video. Why you got to fight with me at Cheesecake? You know I love to go there. Say I'm acting light skinned. I can't take you nowhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why? Why you got to do that? There you go. That was like the heaviest layup ever. Go ahead.
Oh, crazy! That's
the heaviest alley-oop ever.
I saw it. I was like, damn! I have a whole nother intro to do, but you know, fuck my intro. But yeah, let's get into the analysis of the week, where a lady has gone viral for recording herself talking to her date about how you can't take all of this to the Cheesecake Factory because she's a very sophisticated woman. Now, I know you guys have seen the video, but you're going to see it again, so let me get that up for you guys. That sounded crazy.
Fine. No pauses here. No fast forwards either. Play it through.
Yeah.
Okay. He got me at the Cheesecake
Factory. Y'all. Put
your Walmart glasses.
That's crazy.
That's the problem too. Is like the fit, bro. Like, I'm just like.
Yes.
Have y'all seen the picture where somebody found out that that's a $22 dress from Shein? Yeah.
You're recording me?
Yeah. You're recording me?
You're recording
me. Such an innocent man.
Uzi wouldn't be acting like that. Especially not in this Tesla.
What's the problem with that, son?
Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
Don't talk about it? I'm not talking about it.
Even
in front of them. Oh yeah, I'm
gonna
talk about it. Yeah. Come on, get up, going in the car. Yeah,
we're
gonna talk about it.
Yo, who are her friends? Who are her friends?
I didn't even I wanted to see, honestly, I wanted to see the video of her slurping down those oysters. You know. Some good ASMR.
That's disgusting. I don't know if that's good ASMR right there. Who are her friends? Man. She said that shit like, we gonna talk about it. Like, you don't know. You must not know.
We're her friends. We're her audience. She's talking. She's talking to us. It's us. Yeah,
she looked us into the soul.
Apparently, this was a first date, and I know y'all, you guys are thrown off too. But like, you know, like black and brown. I was like, damn. Good for them for diversity. I was like, I was happy. I was happy to see diversity. I was happy for diversity.
So. We're in support of those relations. I don't know
if that's exactly what's going on, but go ahead.
But what do you guys think? Like, is a chain restaurant like a terrible date idea? Like, Cheesecake Factory isn't like, you know, I don't know, Ruth Chris, but it's still, I think it's still straight. Like,
I do want to clarify. Like, are we gonna bring up the four trays of oysters she ate at the restaurant as well? Or
I,
just
did, I did not see that. I thought you were
okay.
Joking.
So let me add some more context, because that was after the date. Or I believe that was after the date. No, that might have been before the date. Regardless, he took her to Cheesecake Factory. Apparently, they were just going for drinks. That's what he said. And she proceeds to eat 48 oysters in front of him.
Yeah.
And slurps them down for her audience of millions or probably thousands.
Take her to Long John Silver, son. Got oysters.
Was she live recording herself while on the date?
Yes, these are all this is all, yes.
Oh, this is on crazy.
This is what it sounded like.
He still took her out.
I only saw.
And then he left. No, he dips. He leaves in the middle of the date. And like.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah,
right after, right before she orders her entree.
After the, you know what's crazy?
That was not beyond. Wait, what?
Yes, 48 oysters.
She got 48 oysters and was like, all right.
Honor, I'm going to appetizer done. Video, bro. You're going to have to find this video real quick.
You got to find it for me. I have no idea. I'm not about to type in girl slurps 48 oysters on.
I'm sorry. 48 sounds like, is that, that's a lot, right? Like, I don't eat oysters like that, but that sounds like a large.
Was it to share? Was it like, let me order 48 oysters?
Sounds like appetizers.
That's honestly, oysters thing. Don't that's fill you meal. Up anyways, so you're just trying to get filled off oysters, so yeah.
Right, you don't need seafood. Shut up.
Come on, I know about oysters, though. That's what the streets told me. I've had oysters.
Have you had oysters? You know, like, they're just drowning oysters. In butter. That's a lot of butter, so that's
it's like
good for
slurping
you.
Some
oh, wait. Was this the same day?
Water.
I don't know.
This might be I saw day. The... Did you see the 7-minute video? It's like a 7-minute video, like, the whole way through. I watched that.
And
I just, like...
Yeah, so like,
yeah,
I saw,
like he.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, from that video, it says like he gets in the car and is like, "Yo, he apparently got there. She was like an hour and a half late or something.
I did see that.
Wouldn't let him come upstairs, so he just sat in his car and waited. And then they apparently were gonna go to a better restaurant, but because she took so long, couldn't go. So then he went to Cheesecake Factory as like a backup. And she thought that was like what wasn't good enough. Like,
that was a good audible to play.
That was
and
a very good audible.
He still and he still offered audible. To open her door afterwards. He was like, "Oh, do you want me to open your door?"
Fuck?
Like, bro, I never thought I'd say this, but I miss Fresh and Fit. I miss Kevin Samuels. We need the real back. We need him. We need him back.
No,
we need the real back.
That, but...
you know, like. She's a 6 at best. She needs a daughter. but no, like, honestly, that is one of the moments where you kind of got to get a little realistic in your standards. She's shitting on Cheesecake Factory as a backup. That's even more nerve-wracking than, like,
I might be wrong. These might be two different women, but regardless.
I thought so. I was like, I'm pretty sure they're two different women.
Yeah, maybe it
is.
Anyways, y'all need us.
This nigga been texting me for weeks.
So she called him like a nigga. That's,
nah,
that's,
I think that's a different person. Yeah. Sounds like a different person.
Well, y'all, it still pertains.
So he texts me like, "Can we meet for drinks?" And I'm like, "Yeah, meet me here. They got the best fucking oysters in the
$15
like,
a dozen.
So I'm like,
what's that
yeah,
math?
I can get some content. Come on.
Does she show her face?
Son.
I know you love that sound.
That's like $60 on just oysters. So whatever, like. No, that's almost like 70 something though. Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't like this sound.
Like, wouldn't you get like sick after like 30? Wouldn't you be like, all right, I'm kind of sick of the taste of oysters?
After 3, I would have thought that. Like, what is this?
And I was coming anyway, but I ain't gonna lie.
Is he even there?
I don't think this is the same person, right?
I don't think it's the same person at all.
It's,
I think
it's definitely
else.
Not the same person.
No. 100% somebody.
We got
else.
A lot of context. It's not the same person.
There's some fuck shit happening. Either way, it does kind of fit the mood. I'll save you.
What's next? What I'm about to eat? These potatoes.
How's she not a fool?
She got sides too.
That's what I'm saying. 48 is a lot.
Nah,
why
dude.
The fuck this bitch ass nigga say he going to the bathroom and never come back.
You know her.
Let's
she
go.
Got
the
fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck?
My guy.
Like 10, 20, 30 minutes, bitch. What the fuck this nigga at? Had to end up grabbing a tail, bitch. Nigga left me with his little one fucking drink. Yeah,
she bitch. Drank his drink
I'm
too.
So glad, bitch, keep me some
did you not?
Is that $11?
That was crazy to me.
Oh, yes.
And I said, bitch, you run out on the tap. He's talking about, I'm offering you
drink. The fuck are you talking about?
Only for the drinks. Cash out for the drinks too. He didn't even say the food. Yo, respect to that guy. Yo, Red Pill boys up.
Like, yeah, I guess in general, it just comes back to like, what do y'all consider like, obviously first date locations, right?
And, that question and goes to Abdul
and like music. Etiquette, right? Etiquette as well. Like, do you think you can have these expectations?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't have a problem. Like, if you want to take a person to Cheesecake Factory for the first date, if you like Cheesecake Factory, you like, I like Cheesecake Factory. It's not somewhere I've taken somebody on a first date in a while, but I'm not going to trash it. Hey, they have like 97 different kinds of food. They have something you're going to like. You know what I mean? Like, is it going to be amazing? No. But like, you want Italian? They got it. Chinese? They got it. Mandarin, who like Mediterranean, for some reason they got it. Like, it doesn't, pasta. It's weird. And cheese, pasta, cheesecake. Like, they're gonna have something you're gonna like. So, I'm not hating on it. Again, why you gotta fight with me at Cheesecake? I'm not gonna do it again. But, like, that's it. I don't got a problem with it. So, it's her being like, I'm too good for Cheesecake. Again,
well, she said $22 dress. What about
$22 dress?
No, that's true.
$22 dress.
The general rule of thumb is not to take your first date on a chain restaurant. Chain whatsoever. Restaurant, like, yeah. You kind of do want to like flex a little bit.
You want to go like, listen.
Yeah, pretend to
be Dollaritas are bit. Cool, but they're not the best for like, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Applebee's can wait. That's third date vibes right there, right? You know, we could do that. Those $1 margaritas and all that. But yeah, I would definitely try to take them somewhere, somewhat fancy. I'll buy the flowers. I'll open your car door for you and all that and really flex the gentleman card that I'm not really. And I'm going to save that, but you know, like, he kind of wasted his spirit bomb at this point, and he didn't really have much energy left. He just, like, he had a little bit.
And here's the biggest thing, though. But, like, the biggest thing is that was backup. Like, what the fuck are you expecting for backup when he had something better lined up, and then you fucked that up? And he was like, all right, audible, fucking.
To my point earlier, how do we even know that she even really wanted to go on a date with this man?
Oh, there's 100% she just wanted to get a free dinner. That's why she starts saying, can we compromise at the end? She's like, I still want a free meal at this bitch. Like,
definitely want a free meal. Like, I mean, the fact you're even like letting me talk all this shit to you in your car
is crazy. Dude,
on TikTok, like, come on, bro. Like, bro, you gotta have more self-respect for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He took her home. Self-respect
2020.
Yo, he ended the date.
No. I said self-respect for yourself. You talking to shit like
that
to me?
I think he handled that well.
He did handle it well, but like at the same time,
so he had a camera on him.
She was not fat, but he could still say, "Hey, I don't like the way you were doing this."
He's go get brown, man. Right, he can't do that to a black queen. He gets crucified.
No, this is his last time ever dating a black girl because of this.
Hey, I know how that feels.
My mom was right.
I feel him on that one. but like, this is one of the things where the internet finally backfires. Like, I love that feeling because she recorded this shit as a way to try to embarrass him, and you so invested in like your internet persona instead of like actually trying to work on yourself. Like, you sitting there talking to the camera, talking to him, like you're explaining something to the audience that your date supposedly doesn't know. If you really wanted to explain to him why this wasn't a good deal, like, the camera would have been off. We didn't have to get, like, you wanted to make this a clip, you wanted to make it viral, and it backfired. I hope you fucking feel bad about yourself. I hope you probably hurt yourself tonight. Honestly, like, respect, but this, you deserve this shit. Like, you asked this to happen. You try to embarrass one of the boys, too. So,
one of the boys.
Shout out to him. Yeah. One of whatever his name is, Akash or something. Whatever. The
So, he's got to be Indian. Who knows? Yeah.
And she's a six at best, let's be honest, too, because she tried to flex that card.
Like, I'm not going to do all that. All right, walk out on that ledge again?
Fuck that Monster Zinc looking bitch. Like,
my biggest thing is, again, $22 dress. I can't like say it enough. Come on. I'm too good to go to Cheesecake. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to pick a
who's
outfit.
Too good to go to Cheesecake? Like, who's too good? Like, ain't nobody too good to go to Cheesecake.
Nah.
Like, come on.
I've had first dates go wrong, but that's different. My bad.
I wouldn't be going to Cheesecake. That's all I'm saying.
I'll go to Cheesecake.
Don't take me to Cheesecake.
Take me to Cheesecake. Take me to McDonald's.
Hey, unless we're getting Cheesecake.
You didn't pretend that your parents never took you to, like, Cheesecake or, like, Red Lobster.
Cheesecake was too good for us.
That was, like, fancy. That's what I'm saying.
Was fancier.
So now people
like, "Whoa,
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I grew up, fam. We were not like.
What was P.F. Chang's? Was that also like?
Oh yeah, that was definitely.
Oh, P.F. Chang's.
That's gourmet. That's gourmet food right there.
Gourmet.
We somehow skipped P.F. Chang's. I don't know how that happened. But.
My one thing I will say is though, like when he was taking it to the backup, didn't he just mention that yo, we got a backup, like we could try this? Like, was this a surprise to her? Did she like? Time
yeah, that was
the
my thing. Like, did he
like,
not say where he was going, or like,
yeah, especially like, on the first date? It's not like it's a surprise that it's Cheesecake. Like, she's never seen Cheesecake Factory before. Like, that's
no, I'm just wondering, like, it's not even a surprise thing. It's like, did he just like literally? Did he just say, "Hey, we're going to a restaurant. You'll find out when you get there," or did she know the entire time and let him drive to Cheesecake
that,
just to like set this shit up? Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah, she's shitty.
Holy
she's
shit,
man. You know. Go ahead. I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah,
else,
I was like,
"What you about to say?" One more thing. But
I heard it on the tip of your tongue.
No more ledge.
I ain't gonna do it anymore. I'm done.
At least not in this topic.
Maybe on the next one. All right. So we went on to internet culture. So finally, Logan Paul and Dylan Dennis.
Yeah.
Dylan Dennis.
Yeah, finally got into the ring, and apparently it was boring as shit. I saw some highlights, if you can call them highlights. I didn't get to watch the whole fight, but Abdul was giving some commentary in the group chat, and I know, Uzi, you're a big Logan Paul fan, so tell us what you think of this matchup.
My dog.
Favorite YouTuber right there.
Good Lord.
I mean, I'll just say, like, this is probably the example of how to retire a troll. They said he went through 9 punches in, like, 6 rounds. He was laying on the ground. Like, you can't troll if you're losing the fight. So, I don't know. It was just all around a kind of a waste of time. I was actually
It was looking real bad when I saw the shit about, oh, he missed weight. We're not having the fight. It's like, what?
Yeah. And he didn't even miss weight. He was just late. He was just late or whatever.
He was late. He's an hour late. He's like, he missed an hour. It's like... What are you, the fucking hall monitor? Like, what's wrong with you? You want to enforce the rules that hard? Like, what? You trying to get a job with, like, the gaming commission? It's like, look how good I am.
And it's embarrassing because even after the fight, like, he didn't knock him out. He didn't really perform good. You know, I knew even though you're a jiu-jitsu guy, we didn't expect you to be, like, a good boxer. But, like, at least just throw a fight, you know, the amount of trolling you were doing, we're thinking something. But... I don't know. It was just an L on both sides because Logan Paul, you lost to KSI and Floyd, and now you beat Dylan Dennis. Like, that was your fucking thing.
Okay. Yeah. Logan, and the only L Logan got in this situation was even fighting Dylan Dennis. That's the only thing he got out of this because that nigga just made fiance's life a living hell for like no reason whatsoever for like few extra $1 million for. Some impressions that you don't even fucking need. You're already gonna be a billionaire at this point. Like, that's the only reason. Like, he didn't lose nothing from this fight. It puts a stain on like this whole YouTuber boxing shit, right? Like, Dylan Dennis is over here making a fucking mockery of this shit. Like, if they could at least had one good fight between them and KSI and Tommy Fury, then people could keep this shit going a lot better. But yeah, this is gonna fuck up the business, bro. Like,
it's already fucked up, bro. Celebrity boxing is not cool.
Celebrity boxing is an insane thing.
It's an insane thing, but it's like the businesses behind it keep going up and down. Like, they'll completely like go bankrupt, crash out, but then another one will come up because somebody's like, if I do this shit right, we're gonna be, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be bankrupt. But
so that's like, I think that's a part of it. I've not been watching really boxing nearly as much over like the past like 5-6 years as I have of the UFC, and like the UFC has switched over to like the like almost like streamer Twitch like YouTube model where they're just ramping it up. Like one of the biggest times when like UFC was really popping was the Conor Khabib fight where like they started to really hate each other, and then the whole shit that happened after the fight where Dylan Dennis also got his ass kicked again. That was the first time. That's like what made
him. By the bouncer or whatever? Right?
No, Khabib fucking jumped out of the cage and then dived into the crowd. Like, it was sick as shit. It was amazing. I was watching that live. But one of the things that happened out of that is then you got like Jake Paul and shit was saying shit to Conor's wife, and that then ramped up like the possibility of their fight or whatever. So again, from what I was saying in the beginning, Dylan Dennis was just doing this because it was working. Like, was this fight be anywhere near as big if it wasn't for that shit?
No.
I don't care about watching Dylan Danis. He's a failed MMA fighter, and Logan Paul is not a real boxer. None of these guys are real fucking boxers. They're amateur level guys at best. They've had like 10 fights, if that. Yeah. So it's like, I don't enjoy watching this shit because it's not like, it's not athletes. It's like YouTube kids.
Yeah,
I feel embarrassed for being invested just because I was locked into the internet drama. I'm not a fight fan as much either, but like catching on to all the internet trolling, like I know Logan Paul saved one of them pictures that Dylan Danis posted, and I know he's about to use that in one of his arguments against Nina one of these days. Like, there's no way you just fucking, there's no way one of those didn't get under his skin where he's just like, really him? Like, some one of them got to him a little bit. I know it did. So it's just kind of like making that worth it. It almost made it, did. It got me. I feel like a sucker for fucking being invested in it. But, you know, shout out to the people that paid for that fight. Because,
hey, here's the thing. Thank you. This then brings up the question. Real quick. You think this is going to happen again?
Of course it's going to happen again. It works.
Oh, yeah.
Like this fight or like, that's more the thing. Influencer like,
that's,
boxing?
That's a weird fucking thing now where we've all the way gotten to the point where it's like now we're doing like a whole like, this is basically like exposing body count kind of thing of like, I'm just going to bring up every guy you've ever possibly fucked. Like, that's crazy that we're at that insane point in society. Like, that's insane.
No, what was crazy was the amount of like love and attention Dylan Danis got for the last few months for this shit.
Yeah.
All of these niggas are over hyping him up, like all the like memes and shit, Tess included.
Yeah.
Like, over here, if you asked about this shit. And then as soon as this nigga loses, you gonna flip like he wasn't the same fucking loser he's always been.
Yeah,
this is not this nigga's always been this way, bro. Like, what? Like,
I like again, like I said, it's like he's doing this because it's getting him attention. But like, if you asked any of the guys who were like so supportive of that, who have girlfriends or wives or anything, like, what if you did that to your wife? You'd be like, I fucking murder him. I know where he stands.
I'm no, like, that's true. Zero empathy, bro. You have to have zero empathy just to be able to put yourself in that nigga's shoes. I'm like, I would not rock with this shit. What the fuck?
That's what we originally talked about. We're like, people hate Logan Paul so much that they just don't care. Like, they're okay with Logan Paul taking the hit of this shit right now. But I don't know. And the other part is kind of like, when a person is a good troll, you just kind of want to see them back it up a little bit. Like, you kind of want to see them, like, talk the talk a little bit. Like, all right, maybe he might have even caught a clean shot. This man, Dylan Danis, is like, counting his punches in the middle of the fight, like, you know, I got one. It's like, what am I watching right now? Like,
that was the main card too, right? It's crazy.
Then he put him in a headlock at the end. That was the fucking.
That wasn't the main card.
No, that was the main.
That was the main card. That was the last fight.
KSI and Tommy Fury were right after.
They were after that.
Yeah, I think this became the main card, though.
This became it because you sold the fight.
Oh, so it was always originally. So that's what I'm saying. Again, think about that.
Dylan Danis managed to.
I watched KSI.
No.
We've seen KSI fight. We've seen Tommy Fury fight. It was clear as day. Yeah. That was the main event. But Dylan Danis.
Yeah, took the internet.
That's what I'm saying. Think about what he did.
Actual boxers.
Getting your fight fired. Moved up from like the fucking, what do you call it? From the co-main event or whatever, like to that. That's how much traffic that shit get. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I hope they got their payday. I heard they say Dylan Danis made like a little over $1 million from this fight.
I'm sure.
And now the other thing is that he took another L, is that he's getting sued by Nina because of all that fuck shit. So, yeah. Like I said, this is really the story of how to retire.
What is the thing, though? I don't know that she's going to. That's the thing. Like, what is she suing him on? I don't think
defamation or harassment. Hey, bro, it don't really
matter. Harassment. Defamation. It's not true.
I don't understand all this shit because she. And then also there was like private photos that got leaked in that.
Yeah, some of them were fake.
Well, that's different.
So I don't know.
I was just gonna say, like, any of the public, like, if he got the copyrights or whatever from Getty, then any of that shit he posted, he'll be fine. Like that's public. If he owns that or got the copyright or whatever, he'll be good on that shit. And then I guess as long as. I don't know.
Did
he ever tweet shit that like he knew he was saying without like confirming it or like that it was public knowledge?
Give me the 2 million followers and I'll drop some crazy shit. Like, regardless, it doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter what all these little Dylan Danis fanboys say. She got lawyers. She's a millionaire.
Yeah.
She has people that are willing to go to
way more money.
They're willing to fight.
Oh, they'll sue him into oblivion. Like, he'll never get out of that shit.
Something, nigga. We gonna get your ass up out of here. So, like
they're way more rich than Dylan Danis. They will crush him in legal fees.
Yeah, see, now I feel bad a little bit because now you lost the fight. You can't feel
bad for the bully.
Now I feel bad.
You can't feel bad for the bully.
You're right.
He didn't have to do any of that shit. He could have chilled out. I'm sure they probably reached out. I'm like, all right, bro, can we, like,
stop.
Chill out? Like, I'll give you half of the fucking pay-per-view guys. Like, just chill the fuck out, bro.
Yeah. I hope it was. But that's what I heard. You made a little over $1 million. And for that to happen, it ain't worth it, son. So, yeah, way to kind of kill internet or whatever you want to call this influencer boxing. I hope it still kind of goes because I am invested a little bit. Like, it is fun to see people that aren't really fighters fight. But this kind of ruined it.
Bring back the Comedy Central celebrity boxing. That shit was way more interesting.
Bring some rapper boxing back. I want to watch some fucking random rappers throw hands or some shit. So, sure. I don't know.
All right, moving on to the next one. This next topic. It just says,
I got you.
This fucking thing.
I'm just going to head over to the room. Whoever typed this, these two sentences up.
So Sniper Wolf is a OG YouTuber. She's been big for over a decade. She's been huge forever. Recently, she's been just doing like these like simple ass, like low effort reaction videos to like TikTokers videos. So basically, she's low key kind of stealing content, or if you want to call it that, and then reacting to it. People didn't like
she's
it.
She's attractive. That's why she's, people click on also, her. She's hot.
Also,
pretty privileged.
She's
hot. It always works. So,
she has been doing this for a while. I'm assuming this is for years. Another OG YouTuber, Jack Films, he didn't like that shit. He thinks that he wants to stand up for the smaller content creator. So he decided that he wanted to react to every single one of her videos. Whoever knows how long. I meant to look it up. People said it was like 400 videos. I'm not really sure. Regardless, it's been years.
Yeah. He got time.
I haven't watched Jack Films in years.
I know, bro. I never even watched the show. I just heard of his name. Anyways, so she has been like pushing back against this shit, like, because obviously to some people this would be considered harassment. To other people, it's just jokes. but she takes it to another level when she goes on her she first starts off on her Instagram story asking her fans like, hey, I'm by Jack's house. Should I go pay him a visit? And then in her next screenshot, it's a picture of his house.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this now can't becomes do that. An entire doxing situation, right? If you don't know what doxing is essentially when you're you put out like personal information about somebody that's on the internet. Typically, it's going to be obviously their house, right, where they live. And if you know anything about the internet, you know what happens when people's location gets shared. That's how you get swatted. That's how people just you get random fans pulling up to your house. All this crazy shit. So now we're at the point now where Jack Films and a bunch of other people on the internet who obviously, mind you, people do not like Sniper Wolf, don't like this girl, are trying to essentially get YouTube to demonetize her or just full out ban her from YouTube. Because of this doxing situation, even though it did happen on Instagram.
I mean, what's the original rule around doxing? Like, is there like a strike you get or some type of warning? Because I don't know if you should just completely demonetize her, even though I will say if this was a guy that showed up to a girl's house and said, should I just show up and record her house? Like, the repercussions for this would be far beyond YouTube demonetizing you, so... I'm going to take back what I say. Arrest that bitch and demonetize.
Let's go red pill. Let's do it, baby. Let's go red pill.
Red pill Dooley.
Like, that evil ass mustache you got, too.
Yeah, right. It's doing something to me. It's like Voldemort. But no, just thinking about it out loud. If you're outside of somebody's house, you're exposing where they live. Like, if there was a guy to a girl, just the insinuation of what that sounds like, it just sounds dangerous, especially like if it's a pretty girl or something like that, right? If you're doing this to a guy, obviously maybe no one showed up, but you kind of like, there could be people that don't like him. Yeah, demonetizing her channel is probably the least thing you could do to her.
I say you demonetize her.
I mean, technically what she did was that, I'm pretty sure that's illegal now. You can't just put out, well, can you? No, you can't.
It's like a slippery slope, probably. But I say demonetize her. Like, that's premeditated. She knew the fuck she was doing.
Yeah, the fuck we went, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little bit more info. Because she did say that this was public info. So apparently his business is its location is of his house. So yeah, technically you could have just Googled the shit, you would have found it out.
I think you can pay for it.
Pay for what?
You could pay for it, but you don't even have to pay for it. If it's a business, you can just look the business up in the state registry.
It wasn't like his house.
It's his house.
His business is his house, right? He registers
just
that.
People do LLCs and it's like their apartment. You can Google
that. There has to be, and I don't know, but there has to be some type of law around bringing attention or whatever to
It's a business. Business.
I agree with him. Abdullah is saying, that is true, right? My thing is, all you motherfuckers over here trying to get her canceled on YouTube. It's not a YouTube issue, technically. Right?
That's true.
It's a criminal thing. It's an Instagram problem. You know what I'm saying? Special circumstances, I'm sure they would, make sure to get somebody up out
for
YouTube.
How was she doing it, though? She was doing it on,
Instagram
stream, wasn't she?
Instagram story.
But to your point, though, you can do that on, Instagram. Someone records you, like a Karen going crazy, and be like, yo, this is where she works at. And they go and get fired.
I think that's against TOS, though. Isn't that?
I'm not sure. And DeAndre are saying the same thing. Uzi and DeAndre, if you're doing something outside that platform, you can still face the repercussions for it on that platform for whatever reason.
That's what YouTube is already saying. There's already screenshots of saying might. We might do something if somebody were to do something on and off of a platform. They technically, it's kind of like Uzi knows, it's like the NFL thing, right? It's like you get a DUI, right?
Yeah.
Technically, you didn't break our rules. Well, you broke our conduct rule, probably.
Exactly.
That's a rule that we had to come up with because people could, break the law, but technically not break our rules. So, if it's a
know this for a fact, but they might have something where it's like, okay, you doing this on our social media platform, which is like YouTube or whatever, that would be against our TOS. But if we have the same rule about that as another social media platform, it's if you break it there, it they can basically pull that as that's documentation that also would have broken our thing. So they can maybe make that argument. I don't know for sure.
I think so though. I think a lot of them
so fucking long. It could be.
I think them streaming companies or platforms are in kind of cahoots with one another, where if someone does fuck up or do something, they're of course
saying,
they're gonna
go. But y'all are saying that as this is a normal person though.
Cahoots,
right?
That was an old word.
OG YouTuber, one of the biggest YouTubers on the platform, somebody that they literally use to market the channel. Somebody
that's true.
You start up a brand new YouTube account, she's gonna be on one of your recommended videos.
Sure. So you saying,
am I gonna get up? I'm gonna make an example out of Sniper Roof.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
So you should exclude her.
I wouldn't make an example out of her, but you have to enforce your TOS, especially.
And that's what I'm saying.
This would be one thing if nobody knew about it. No, but this would be one thing if nobody knew about it and nobody could actually bring it to attention. If she was just getting away with this, that'd be different. But since everybody knows and they can go to YouTube and say, hey, why aren't you enforcing it like you would with everybody else? That's where I'm sure this happens, but we just don't hear about it.
Exactly. It probably happens. Worse things probably happen on the platform. You know what I'm saying? So
100%. Worst things ever.
We're going to take this one thing right here. And now we're going to say, all right.
Because it's visible.
It's been 3-4 days. And that's what people are up in arms about.
Well, should anything happen to her anyway?
She said, she could get arrested.
I can Google where this man lives at. So should anything happen to her? She didn't.
Who knows, bro? That's the law. That's the thing. That's why it's so great.
That might not be. Yeah, it's legal that we can look it up. That's a legality thing. But the terms of service for YouTube don't have to apply to legal criminal law. Own set of rules,
and it's up to
you
them
break
to interpret
our rules.
It doesn't
have to be. It's like the NFL thing again. If you play for the Denver Broncos, weed is legal in Colorado. Weed is still against the NFL's conduct policy. So if you smoke weed, Colorado police aren't going to charge you, but your NFL team can still cut your pay or suspend you or whatever. So again, she can record his house, and she can't be criminally charged for that because it's legal for her to do so. But YouTube, Twitch, whatever, they could have policies in place that are like, you can't do that. That breaks our rules, and if you do that, you get banned.
Oh, I think
and didn't like, did we talk about Ja Morant flashing guns on Instagram, and then he got suspended from NBA
He's
games.
In Memphis, yeah. Tennessee. You're allowed to open carry in Memphis, Tennessee. So the NBA doesn't want you on Instagram Live policy. With guns.
But guess what the NBA had to do? They had to go meet with all their people and come up with some bullshit. Because guess what? This shit doesn't, you don't really know what to do in this situation.
Doesn't really work. Yeah, Ja Morant did it again, and
So here's the thing is like, my thing is there's two debates to the topic, right? It's obviously like, was that doxing? If it's doxing, you know, what should happen? Blah, blah, blah. My question
is
cause and effect,
I think it is
right?
Doxing.
You're saying like, what precedence is this going to set if this happens?
No, I mean, no. Or... Before even that, like cause and effect, why did this happen in the first place? Right? It happened
was
because
exposing her.
Jack's Films, right, was doing the noble thing of trying to expose this larger content creator from stealing from other content creators. So he decided to make fun of her and harass her for 400 videos worth.
Like, that's excessive.
Like, you think about a number, but if you're scrolling, if you're looking at that shit, this is another big content creator. Like, does that consider harassment? Like,
no,
obviously,
is,
what
she
did is not right.
Point.
Obviously, what she did is not right. Do not think
good point. I got you. But the problem is, she has to be the one that's reporting the harassment. Like, that's still on her to do. Her response for that cannot be, oh, you're going to harass me? I'm not going to go to the police. Instead, I'm going to dox you. You can't do that. That's you did the thing that's illegal because you didn't actually ever file the harassment charge.
The thing that she's claiming different. That's harassment, too,
and
then
there's no police
reacting, right? Like, it's
not
even like
reacting
to thing.
Videos. That's...
Yeah, that's literally what the platform
like
is
like
made
that,
for.
I honestly don't believe that actually breaks, like, any kind of criminal law.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't.
I'm sorry. Like, that was a good take, though, because if I did wake up and see my name 400 times reacted to, I would kind of think, like, yo, get off my dick.
Like, but again,
it wasn't even just that. Like, it's an overtime thing, right? It's
real
like,
quick.
Hold on.
Real quick, though. Girl who wouldn't go into Cheesecake Factory when everybody on Twitter was destroying her after that video. That's harassment, right? But, like, are they just going to suspend everybody off of Twitter? No, they're stating their opinion of something they saw. Like, you can't. Yeah.
I'm still pointing it back to like the large content creator though that's doing it over and over again. That's what I'm talking about. And so also, I can Google this man's address. I literally just Googled it. So
wait,
where does Jack Films live? He lives in Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
This guy. All right.
My bad for doxing you, Jack.
Doxing. Good job. God damn it. Everything we just did.
Don't worry, I'm a small content creator. Fuck. You don't have to worry.
And I'm always going to side with the small content creator. So, shout out to you exposing ticket on the
business. Fuck that. I'm all for good business. Get away from it.
I'm all for good business.
Because at the end of the day, nobody cares. You do not care about this shit. If you really cared about this, one, there's way more important things to care about, bro. Like, important things to care about than small content creators getting their content stolen, which I'm sure your thumbnails have all content that you've always have acts owned.
Let's be clear. Jax Films did this because he was like, oh, cool. I don't have to think of 400 new video ideas. I can just keep doing this shit over and over again. Yeah. Like, he's not some noble guard. No, fuck that guy.
But I wanted to raise him like
that.
I wanted to give him some social credit for that.
I think it was when she docks his house. He was so psyched.
Nah,
he got 2.3 million views on that video, bro. It was like, bet.
Damn,
he hasn't done it in years.
All according to plan, baby.
To him. I mean, is this the first time someone that attacked like a Mr. Beast level creator won then? Because I usually always see people like that.
We're going to see if he wins, though. We're going to see. He should win, right? But we're going to see.
We're going to see.
All right. Shout out to you, Jack Spoon.
Keep it in the internet culture news. So G Herbo and Southside were on Funny Marco's podcast, Open Thoughts. And it seems like the two were in a super trolly mood. They're trying to match his energy, but just really kind of came out as bullying. So let me pull up the video for you. Well, it's not the actual video. There's some clips of it. So let me pull it up.
Yeah, Mr. Funny Marco, Mr. Bobby
Marco.
Altos stole my shtick, but I only have 6 episodes and she has 7.
So
it's okay. Oh man.
So in the deleted scene, Funny Marco goes on and be like, yo, they destroyed my 30K watch. They have the clip right here. Oops.
Yeah.
I'll give you more respect.
You
deserve
that. No face.
Dumb hey bro. Hey, shut the fuck up, dude. All right, let's get it.
Too much emphasis on the fuck right there. I don't like it already.
So I watched like a whole one. Here's another slip.
Yeah, I'll give you a job. Hold.
God damn, that's a quadruple shot.
Yeah. Hold on, let me take some.
Hurry up, nigga.
Hold.
There you go.
Hey, hold that to the end of the interview.
I got you, my brother.
Hold this one too.
I got you, Trent.
Fucking goofy.
He need both of us.
Yeah.
Nah.
Ooh, that was disrespectful.
Ah, bro.
I'm sorry. I get my suit, nigga.
That shit nappy already, bro. Listen, so listen,
I need y'all to know, like, look.
Come on, no, I know. Come on.
It's now we good. I really respect him. This is my brother. It's no disrespect.
Son hates you.
Yeah, I know.
He really
nah, my
you.
Son don't hate nobody. He pure. He just don't like you.
Yeah.
First time I ever heard my son say he hates somebody, I swear to God, he really said it. Like, he even cop a cold. It's like midnight. I really hit him at Copper Cove. Boom. He see Buck on Cap. Buck always fucking with him. Buck on Cap. Look, we ran the pass. I got
the mind the conversation. I just him.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
So, that goes on. But people were saying they were trying to match his energy. And I was like, I don't know, son. It seems to me like you were trying to be funny and you didn't end up being funny. Like your jokes didn't, like, you know, match the energy. He came out as a dickish. I don't know who the fuck any of these people are. I know G Herb was a rapper, and I think other dude's a producer.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're actually like. Abdul, these seem like your kind of people.
Okay. Yeah. No, Funny Marco's my type of people. I like trolling humor. I like that type of, like, I like his content, his TikTok and shit when he would fuck with people and stuff. So I understand that. So when you're watching it off first break, it looks like they're kind of in on the joke. Like when he jumps in and he's like, yo, am I part of the conversation? That's funny because he's literally, they're kind of like invested in like the culture of
he's
what he's
trying.
Doing.
He's trying throughout it. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job with that. But like G Herbo is not a good enough rapper to disrespect you. One, like, I don't know if you can let that shit land. I don't like that. And like for someone to like just take your wife and just throw it on the ground like that shit's some piece of shit. And apparently, right. I think they gave him like 15K to replace that 30K watch or something. My thing is, like, if you see someone visibly uncomfortable, that's when it becomes bullying. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, this is a platform. Like, this is a young black creator. He's good. He's a streamer, internet culture person. Like, and you just trying to embarrass him. We were talking earlier about people you don't hit up again. I know Funny Marco never texting this guy, so yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not. He was genuinely upset about the whole thing, but he said he was just trying to keep his cool. Because, bro, ain't no way I could not sit through that shit.
Well, absolutely.
And I know G Herbo, and I know G Herbo for sure about that shit. But I don't give a fuck who it is, nigga. You ain't about to do me like that. Especially now on my fucking platform. Fuck that.
He came in crazy too, son. He came in like
crazy,
non-swinging, just. Bitch ass nigga, fuck your shit.
And the thing is, G Herbo is funny. G Herbo on all of these like interviews, he's done a stream with Kai, hilarious. Dude is super personable. Like he can do this shit too if he wanted to. Like he doesn't just have to rap for sure.
Damn. So you said blame it on the alcohol. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, no. This is perfect. This is perfect. You know, it's kind of like the meme when it's like when your girl comes around and your boy starts getting really funny. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh,
son.
Yeah.
They literally are like how what Drewski's like pretending to be in this fucking skit, son. Like, why are you wearing my shoes? Like when girls come around, exactly the type of vibe I got after that shit, son. Like I gotta be the cool guy always.
G Herbo gotta act up. Like, come on, bro. We know you cool.
So Southside was chilling. Before G Herbo pulled up, son. Like, G Herbo pulled up and the energy just shifted. And that nigga was just like, yeah, Master's here. Yeah. We on your ass now.
He came in and said, like, they were making him wear a jacket. What was that?
That's his jacket. They took his jacket.
They took his jacket.
They're talking about his blazer. Like,
oh my God. They were roasting his fit. I didn't even mind that. That's cool. But, like, it's like throwing the cup at your face.
Throwing the cup in his face.
Hold on. And they talked on my guy's skin. Fuck that.
Oh yeah,
they said you ugly. They said you ugly. You need to worry about your skin. I'm like, damn, bro.
But even that's somewhat fair game. Like you kind of roast each other a little bit because he's gonna roll with the punches. He's gonna shoot back a little.
I mean,
he's like,
gonna have to expect that one. But that's also my whole thing for this. What sucks is that you're doing this sort of platform where like these funny interviews, this you know satirical style where shit can get. You know, Miss Suede and all this other bullshit. This shit's gonna happen again. They're not gonna be throwing shit, maybe not a fight, but someone's gonna piss you off just like
Oh, yeah. If you gotta be the roaster, son, you just gotta always have a comeback, dude. Like, look at that one dude with the talk show with Two Ferns, where he just like literally cooks his guests.
They be shooting back.
It's like, son, this is what we're doing right now. You just gotta always have a comeback. If you don't, you just lost. It's whatever. You
know? Even Charlemagne took his L's in his prime. Like, whenever he would make like hosts visibly uncomfortable, like you've seen a couple people and they're like check him sometimes or whatever. So it wasn't above it. It never looked like, damn, Charlemagne, I feel bad for him, because we didn't. No. Funny Marco, we do feel bad for him, because it's like he made interviews awkward. And I think that was the difference between him and Bobby, where like Bobby, you were kind of in on the shtick a little bit, whereas this one, we're still confused. We're like, yo, was he really like bullying you here? And then he comes out and says, yeah, fuck them. I don't want to hang out with them again. So it was bad, because it's like what you're assuming that is just gonna be like fun content actually is true. It's like, no, this guy, Funny Marco, is really uncomfortable, and like I don't know why you feel sympathy for him, but yeah, it's unfortunate that you embarrassing your good content creators. So yeah.
So is he embarrassed, or should they be embarrassed? Because the internet's trolling them. One dude had to do like an apology video, but a nigga apology video. We're saying like, it's not my fault, you stupid type shit.
G Herbo doesn't have enough of a reputation to apologize. That's my other thing. So.
You're talking all this shit about G Herbo, bro. G Herbo, you got a good name on the internet, bro. Niggas fuck with G Herbo on the internet, bro. Like,
all right,
Southside shouldn't be pulling on it like this, though, for sure.
Is he a producer? Who is he?
Yeah, he's a producer. He's
someone's
a trap
baby
producer.
Moms too, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, they both. I think. No, I can't.
Wait, he's someone's baby moms?
He's someone's baby dad. That's their baby mom, so. I fucked up.
I was right there with you. I was right there.
Second blue moon. It's like, nah. But nah, if that's what that's your claim to fame, DeAndre don't know him. I barely know him. He's just somebody's baby father. So you're not relevant enough to be trolling like that. And yeah, don't switch up, son. You really made G Herbo look like your daddy. Like trying to look cool in front of him.
Talking like, spicy.
I got you, twins. I got you, twins.
I hope you hear this. I can say anything else. Don't pull up. Hey,
someone got to get a duel two blue moons all the time, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Doc's Abdul's address.
Yeah. I got you. Bezos and me out here.
Honestly. It's like 5 minutes away.
Moving on to movies and TV news. All right, so I believe we are in the era of the live action TV series as movies. So as you know, we've been getting live action Disney movies, The Lion King, Little Mermaid. And like over the years, we had our L's of live action movies like Dragon Ball Evolution, Last Airbender, and Beauty and the Beast, all the fucking nonsense. But recently, you know, we've gotten some gems, you know, out of all those L's. We probably got some wins in here, like Detective Pikachu, Sonic, and now One Piece.
Sonic.
We're getting some new shows coming out soon, a live-action Yu Yu Hakusho, a remake, a live-action version of Gargoyles, and a actual, maybe good version of The Last Airbender. So my question to you guys is, why? Do we need this? Why do we need this? Like, there's so many good cartoons. Like, Last Airbender is one of like the most beloved cartoons ever. Do you guys really think we need a live action version of this? Do you guys want?
No, they're literally just copying. They're literally just copying what Disney's doing. This is what Disney's doing. Disney's been doing this for years. They're just making live action versions of the old cartoon movies or whatever. This is what they're now in this phase. Congratulations, anime is in this phase. There you go.
Yeah. No, anime's been in this phase, actually, sir.
Yeah, I get it. But I'm saying this is the trend. This is what's happening right now. Yeah. They just put out The Little Mermaid. They're still doing it. You're in this phase.
Yeah. The only thing is the barometer to compare anime to live action is a lot higher. So the risk really outweighs the reward, because anime fans aren't the same as like a Spider-Man fan. Like an anime fucking Dragon Ball Z critic isn't going to be the same person that's going to be like, I couldn't believe we saw Green Goblin and Spider-Man throw hands. Like, it's just different. So be open to just being criticized. I'm surprised, you know, everyone that said One Piece was good. I'll say that. I am surprised too. I didn't watch it. But, you know, props to them, though, for pulling that off. Like, you know, whatever. But I am a proponent of don't do this because I have a strong gut feeling that the Yu Yu Hakusho live action will not be good.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be good.
And I don't think the Airbender joint is going to be good either. Because Airbender.
What?
I don't think it will. Right, that's my bet. I hope I'm wrong.
You're wrong about the Airbender.
You're wrong.
We've already had this discussion. It's already been fucked up. They're not going to fuck it up.
They can't fuck it up again.
They're literally doing everything that they can possibly do to not fuck it up. Like, why? Nigga, look at this screenshot. Look at these actors, bro. Come on now.
I did see the pictures like Zuko and everything like that. And was it the uncle's name? I don't remember his name, but like I seen the pictures or whatever of them.
Whatever his name.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie. At least they got the casting done right. Unlike the first time when we got that first movie, which is, yeah, you can't fucking combine a whole series into a 2-hour movie, but it's just, again, like, the amount of powers you have, this whole thing is predicated on air, fire, earth, and water. You're gonna have to be doing that constantly, making it look good, making it make sense, and then still tell a story that's somewhat different from the anime, but make it interesting enough for the fans to like it. It's like an uphill battle.
You don't have to do that though. It all depends on your budget. If you got the budget, you're straight. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you have the budget, then do the full 24. If you don't have the budget, then do 8. Well, and then split it up in different seasons like One Piece cut mad shit, and yeah, they made it like its own thing, but that's only because they knew, like, all right, we're not gonna get all this shit up in here.
If you got the budget, and also if like the original creator is part of this, because like Oda was on their ass about like, yo, nah, reshoot that shit, I don't like that shit, nope, do it again. Like, he was on their ass. So I think as long as you have the original creator and then also have like a person who's able to translate, you know, what's in a cartoon or in a book to live action, like, because sometimes shit don't work, so it's necessary to take that shit out and like do something else. So as long as you have people who can do that and the creators on board, I think you can be successful, along with a good budget, of course.
I mean, I agree with that, especially with a good budget. The good budget is a big proponent of it. But my other thing is kind of like, do y'all want a one-to-one mirror image of everything that happened? Because a lot of times anime fans complain about what was removed in the live action, or they didn't include this such and such. Whereas like a Spider-Man or Iron Man fan is just looking for a good movie that has that character. And anime fans are looking for like, yo, they didn't have a spirit gun in the Yu Yu Hakusho in the second episode. Like,
kind of no. So
people complain about comic books, you know? Like, they're like, oh, they knew this in the comic book, because we do like our like stories from comic books and put into live action. They always complain about that.
Yeah, I just thought they were critical. My bad, Uzume, you were about to say something.
I was just going to say, like, I think a reason that might happen is because sometimes I think what people get upset with is when they try to cram, like, I don't know, if you name, like, Dragon Ball Z or something, if you try to condense that down, like, we're going to take a story that was told over like 15 episodes or something and try to fit it into like a 2-hour movie. That's when they usually get pissed, because it's just like, there's no way you can actually tell a cohesive story when we know what the original is in 2 hours. So like, I think people get annoyed by that. As long as you actually create an arc that like makes sense, like theatrically, I don't think people get as mad. Like,
so then do y'all think for the Airbender show, season 1 on Netflix should be following just like book 1 Water from the show?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Like, you want us to follow that?
The formula is there. It's a show already. It'd be different if you're like, yo, it's a movie now. Because now the movie, like, Matt's going to be like 2 hours. So like, maybe you'll do like a part
we've
1,
seen
part 2.
The movie. That's literally what happened.
Yeah, we've seen the movie.
It was like 20, 30 minutes for part 1. And we know that show was like 10 episodes or whatever the fuck, or 20.
I'm trying to be charitable. Use all this money towards your airbending and don't even give us
bro,
a
bro, why are you acting like the CGI is like, so bad now? Like,
it's just scary.
We're
going to
talk
anymore,
about the next topic, and guess what? That involves CGI. Yeah. That's just how it is now, guys. It's just how it is.
Good luck to your live actions. I am very skeptical. I'm more as a proponent
your
of
Yu Yu Hakusho. You could have, if you didn't say it, if you said Yu Yu Hakusho and Gargoyles, you could have got us. But you said Airbender.
Son, there's too much love going into this show, son. They actually hired Asian actors.
I'm wrong.
All the Fire Nation are actually Asian actors. They were brown last time. You know.
hey, that's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
They were.
The kid who...
The villain, Zuko was brown. Zuko was brown.
It's the Fire Nation.
The kid who...
I know, but that makes sense. We the boys.
I mean, that
blowing
makes
shit up.
No,
you can say it. It's fine. Whatever. Okay.
We're the fire in Elementals too. That's also immigrants. What's up?
Oh yeah, that's us as a collective,
bro.
That's
even immigrants. in the boys, they had fucking fire powers. That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, we typecasted as fuck.
Crazy.
Speaking of the boys, their new spinoff, Gen V, premiered I guess a couple weeks ago, for episode 6 already. But the internet's already saying, you know, it's better than the original. I don't know. I know Abdul's seen it. Has everybody seen it? Has everybody seen it?
Oh, I've only seen episode one. I haven't.
Shut up.
I'm out.
Shut
up.
wait, you watched episode one though? It was me. You watched episode one?
Okay.
At least watched the first episode. Roy, you didn't watch it at all?
I'm caught up, bro.
See?
I was thinking we're not going to do spoilers like that anyway. So, are we?
I don't think so.
No. It's more.
You know how DeAndre is.
Okay. It's more so like, what are they doing right that has the internet being like, yo, this spinoff is way better than the original? It's not the original is even bad. The spinoff is just actually really good also.
If you guys want to talk spoilers, I don't care. I'm probably going to take forever to watch it anyway.
Cool. So that first episode was gross, right? We all agree.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes. Yeah. The menstrual mommy, the menstrual Minnesota. We got her out of here, son. I didn't think that was a superpower.
I was like, oh my God, I don't like
come
this.
Come on. Dramatic scene for our main character. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
So I wasn't disgusted by peers before, but disgusting.
Yeah. Try sitting down with your girl and watching that, and she's like, "Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure you saw that scene." Mm-hmm. So just make sure you're off the phone.
See you, God.
That's how lethal they are on the period.
Four guys talk about period juice. Yeah. It's hilarious.
No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, I will say though, I think that this show had to compete with The Boys. The Boys kind of had a slow burn, which was really excellent. Even though the first episode of The Boys, you watch and like you see, what was the speedster like kills his girlfriend immediately, mm-hmm. and that's when that like kind of shock value kicked in, right? And that's exactly how this show started, where it was kind of like, we're not wasting no time. The main character isn't about like avenging someone that got killed because soups are evil. This is more so if you were someone that was injected with Compound V, how would it feel? Like, it gave us a new narrative, but it kept that same like shock level thing in Gen V, and it worked out really well from every episode to the current one. You're like, what the fuck? Like, where is the plot going? And I love that. I love a show that can keep you guessing and keep that surprise factor at a high.
It definitely keeps you guessing. Because I thought it was going one way. Then I was like, nah, nigga. Actually, it's going this way. Actually, it's not going no way, which one you thought. It's actually doing its own thing.
Yeah. I still don't know.
I appreciate a good plot twist. And then, like, sometimes people don't pull it off. It's good. You know, it got me to show, like, to the point where I'm like, yo, what's the next episode out? What's the next episode? Is that out? Fuck. All right. No. Coming back. Refresh.
It's Friday,
refresh.
Man.
Like, Game of Thrones is on call or something like that. But
no.
I think the new perspective of this is what really draws me in. Like, we all know what, like, the top superheroes are doing. We don't know what the street level people are doing. Who have no idea what's, like, really going on at the top. They just at the bottom. They're kind of finding out what's going on. But, like, this street level view, I think, is what was needed to, like, enhance the experience of the show.
Hell yeah. Added a bigger world. Go ahead, Roy.
I was just going to say, like, it definitely does add to the world. My biggest thing for the show is, like, I like the story. The story is good. Like you said, the plot is interesting. My thing is the characters. Mm-hmm. I think they did a great job with the characters. Like, it's so weird because at first I'm like, I'm not going to fuck with this character. I don't like this person. But then you're like, oh, I like this person. Oh, she did that? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? There's all these sort of things. My favorite, like, situation in that is, like, like Jordan, right? Jordan is like one of the best characters.
Jordan is one of the
best
characters.
I've never even thought of like a they them superhero. I never thought of
absolutely.
Yeah, like, it's not very character. That's a fire character.
Such a fire character. I don't want to spoil it. We don't even completely know their power yet, which is fucking insane.
Yeah, we don't.
But in general,
transform literally.
Yeah, but like you can transform, but like it's like. You learn about, and I guess the boys already were working on this, like, you know, what can happen when you have your power in a normal society? What happens when you get your power? You're not expecting it. What happens when you're not trained to use your power? Like, all these little things, except it's ramped up to, like, 11, and people just getting offed, left, right.
Dicks are getting exploded. I love it. Son.
Yeah.
Dicks are getting exploded. Yeah. Like, just, like, the worst possible things that can happen with a superpower. So, it's definitely interesting seeing that perspective, and like I said, the all the different characters and them explaining, I don't, once again, I'm not trying to spoil you, Izzy, the different things that happened when they first got their powers and all that shit.
Yeah.
Again, I've seen the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh, for all the different ones. Never mind. My bad.
Shout out to them for this is how I would use superpowers if I had them.
The fucked up
being
shit.
Being a homelander, I'd be homelander.
Bro, that one scene, and it's not even a big spoiler. The one scene when it's during the party, it's the aftermath of the party, and there's the dude's having sex with one of the mutant girl or whatever. Yeah. And he's just vibrating the fuck out of his hand so he can just insert it into her, and she's bro, it's disgusting. But
it's exactly
it makes you think the crazy ass shit people would do with the powers.
The dick thing.
The
dick thing was crazy. That shit scared me. But that guy she did it to could just convince you into doing whatever. So of course that guy isn't gonna be let me stop the world leaders in the world and stop them from genocide. He's gonna be selfish.
He's gonna do that.
And try to them is Rufus. Get his shit off in college.
It's Rufus. Fucking insane.
Such a double entendre. I love it so much. So funny.
So crazy.
He's nasty. He's gonna be gross as fuck. I love that. But I just like that. Every episode in this season or in this show currently is a different theme, because I think the latest one was what happened? How did everybody forget their memory or something? Something all of a sudden happened. And then before that, it's not more so who's trapped underneath the basement. Before that, it's what happened to what's the guy named Fire Guy? Golden Boy.
Captain Spoiler. Yes.
No, I'm not spoiling anything. All I'm saying is that. No, all I'm saying is that, everything is a different thing. You have a new thing to kind of be curious about. Whereas, if you watch, the X-Men New Mutants, you're worried about how are they going to escape this prison or this torturous thing. You have one thing to kind of be focused on, and hopefully they tell the story properly. I don't know how they're doing this thing in The Boys, but whoever these writers are, because apparently The Boys comic wasn't even
Boys
that good.
Boys comic sucks
but
ass, you made your, bro. And their transition is
Yeah, but you made your spinoff show go, we were just talking about how live actions suck at, or I was talking about how live actions suck at interpreting it, but somehow the live action does better than the comic. This is unheard of. So I don't know what they're doing, but I'm fully locked in.
Absolutely. So this also ties back into the live action chat, where there is an anime called My Hero Academia, where it's essentially exactly what Gen V is about, where all of the world has superpowers. Some people want to be heroes, some people want to be sidekicks, some people just want to learn how to control their powers, and then you go off and you get government contracts to be in the city, shit like that. So Gen V makes me think that a live action My Hero could work. Yeah, everybody has ridiculous, this stupid guy. Ass powers in he My was. Hero. But look at this show. Look at this show and tell me that you wouldn't watch a live action My Hero show if it was kind of not kind of like The Boys, the tone of it is different, but just a live action version of kids in a college learning how to control superpowers.
All right, first off, we already know this is called Sky High. We already know that it exists. Secondly, I was watching this show and I knew this was we were going to talk about this, and I was like, DeAndre is so wrong, bro. This show is not about that at all.
Trying to get government contracts. It's not about it, but it is undertone for it. That's where they're
in the first place. You know what it is? It's a vehicle. That's all it is. It's a vehicle just to tell the story, but you are not. Sorry again, Uzi. Y'all are not actually doing what we would like to see. In My Hero, the kids are in class, and then they go outside of class to continue doing school because it's now we're going to do your hero training. We don't get that in Gen V. I'm still waiting for that for our main character because, you need some fucking training. You know what I mean?
Dang, she got to learn how to use her period blood. I don't understand. How are you going to train her to use that shit? I don't know anyone that has that kind of expertise, but Roy's right. I think the show is essentially the show is more so based on shock value and everything else. It's not based on superhero powers. But yeah, go ahead.
This
go
is
ahead.
A college teen drama for 90% of the show. And then eventually you get some people with their dicks exploding. That's what it is.
No, he's right about that. He's right about that. Because everyone has a... Yeah, god damn, Uzi, you should have watched.
And I don't know if My Hero. My Hero is probably more centered on fight scenes. Gen V and The Boys barely had fight scenes when you think about it.
No, My Hero has fight scenes, but My Hero does delve into the emotional side, does delve into the character side, does delve into What happens when you don't get a power? What happens when people get power? Right. What happens when you don't get
trained? That's right, jerk that anime.
All that stuff. Yeah. I'm saying that stuff does exist, but My Hero also has the actual Hero Academia portion, which Gen V is sadly missing. Like I said, it's a vehicle.
Gen V has the politics of being a hero. Gen V has the kind of like, why do I need it? Like, what do I need to do to show face? Like, what will win me ratings or something like that? Or what is going to win like the audience over, like, type of shit? I like that. I like that. It's like how to be a piece of shit.
The things that you remember from like My Hero Academia, the things that stand out to you in that, what are they? Like mostly like the action sequences, right? Like the actual like fights between people.
No.
Do you really remember fights between guys? What? Then what?
I would have agreed with Usman. I would have thought My Hero, you would have remembered fight sequences.
Nah,
like
My Hero, remember, My Hero is great ass panels, you know?
Yeah, great ass panels. My Hero is about like really amazing art and like emotional beats. Like the fight choreography is never
been. Yeah, I'm not talking about the tone. That's crazy. Fuck what I'm saying about the tone. I'm just saying the overall aspect of it.
I'm not saying tone either.
Heroes, college, contracts.
You just want to see more live action stuff. That's all it is.
Tell me you're not watching the Metal Gear Solid movie right now. Out in like we get in the conversation.
I mean that's different.
Exactly.
There's no powers, kind of, but yeah. That kind of is. Never mind.
But like, do you need a live action movie when you can play like Guns of the Patriots and that's like a 35-hour long movie? Exactly. Like, because of the cutscenes. You know how many cutscenes are in those fucking games? It's insane. You know how long it took me to finish a Phantom Pain? You know how long it took me to finish that goddamn game?
Uncharted isn't already a movie, a live action movie.
A movie,
It is. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Raider. That's why I didn't need the Tom Holland version. I was good.
No. The internet demanded Tom Holland be.
We didn't need that. We didn't need that. But that goes up. I watched it, but we didn't need that shit. But yeah, no, it goes. Shout out to them. I think My Hero, take a back seat, work on the Airbender and everything else for now.
Yeah.
All
right. So I don't have anything else for you guys. So let's wrap it up to Under the Bridge. And if you guys don't have anything, I can go first right now.
I can go first if you want.
Go ahead.
Started watching another isekai anime. I'm actually watching probably like 4 or 5 right now. Yeah. For whatever reason, I just keep on clicking on them. I'm like, oh, let me watch one of these. I'm watching, it's called Shangri-La, Frontier, 17-year-old boy. It's not even an isekai, I don't think. No, it's not even an isekai.
Get up, Doug, so like, excited because it says Shangri-La.
I don't even know what that means.
It just means transported to another world. That's all it means. It's like Alice in a Wonderland, like any of that shit.
Shangri-La, I was like, but,
you're right. Oh, I have to check that out. Nah, it's about
they got death.
It's not the best like plot. Like it's just about a 17-year-old boy that was really good playing trash games and then decides to play like the best game. And you know, your typical power fantasy from there. But it's interesting.
Telling like, man, you're giving a real Merle, like you're not selling this show to me right now.
Yeah, because when I'm thinking about the animation is dope. The animation's really good. I like the animation. But everything else I've seen before, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. True. I've seen it all.
I can go ahead. Just because I think you're going to say it. The new Offset album, solid. Y'all listen to that?
It was excellent. That's I agree. It was an excellent album, actually.
No, it's a solid album. So I would say that just came out this weekend. My favorite, Say My Grace, is probably off that album. Same solid. Bitch, go listen.
Fucks with it. Yeah. Mine was actually, we got a review coming for it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
there you go.
Talk to me. Check it out if y'all have a second. I actually watched that movie last night. It's A24. It's really rare to just come across a good horror film with a somewhat semi-decent original plot, but I really like this one. It's about them pretty much grabbing a hand and talking to the dead and letting them in, and from there you kind of let the plot develop. It's really gory. It has a lot of shock value in it. I think y'all will like it. It's like a 90-minute movie. Watch it. It's on streaming and everything now, so check it out.
And
I like it a lot. And we got a review coming out tomorrow. My review is it's an 8.5 out of 10. So. I loved it. It was a great movie. Definitely check it out.
So, all right. Yeah. So being the, you know, the horror guy of the team, I watched a horror series myself, and you know, you need my horror take on it. So there's a series called Haunting on Hill House, something like that. It's old. It came out 2018. I just turned it on for the first time because a new one came out.
Paul
Usher. That's the other new series called. It's kind of like American Horror Story, but with better acting and like like a better cast. But it's a solid film. It's about like, you know, a family moving to a haunted house, and like it flips between them as adults and them as kids, like showing what happened in the house, different perspectives of it. It's a solid film. Watched it. Watch it with your joint, or watch it alone. I am pussy, so I did get scared. You know, waited until the daytime to turn that bitch on. So,
Watch it with your lady. Is that what you're saying?
I was wearing a blanket over my head like this, man. I was terrified. But it's not too scary, but I think it's a good watch. The story's pretty good, and you know, Love from You is in it. She looks good, so. Shout out to the mom in that show, all the way, because she's like the mom from Spy Kids. Looks fucking fantastic, bro. Like, goddamn.
Oh, no.
So.
Like that show. That's crazy. Check it out.
Which one was the mom from Spy Kids?
The mom from the first Spy Kids. I don't know her name right now, but she's also in like.
What's she in?
What's that movie called?
Spanish.
Watchmen. She's in Watchmen. She plays the original like chick that's in like the yellow jacket thing.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Carla Gugino, something like that.
Sexy. So her eyes are crazy.
Yeah. Carla. Yeah, it's like Gugino. Yeah. Gugino.
Super heavies.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, I want her to be my editor bridge. She can be my editor bridge. Shout out. She's fucking fire. But yeah, that's going to do it for us, y'all. Again, if you're listening to the audio version, check out the video version on our YouTube channel. If you'd like the show, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.